Welcome to part three of what to do when you are confronted with law enforcement. In this episode, we're going to talk about how do you respond when you are riding as a passenger of another person's vehicle, when that vehicle is then pulled over by the police or by law enforcement. Well, first of all, it has to be assumed that you are taking a risk riding as a passenger in another person's vehicle. There are plenty of risks involved. Risk number one, are all the passengers going to be insured when they ride in that person's vehicle? Number two, are there any illegal substances that can potentially be found in the vehicle that you are riding in? And number three, the person who is driving the vehicle, does that person have a criminal record, a felony, or some outstanding warrants, or perhaps a warrant for their arrest, or maybe they didn't show up in court when they were supposed to, and now there's a warrant out for that person's arrest? So those three assumptions are what any and every passenger is taking when they are riding in another person's vehicle. And this would include Uber and Lyft. Did the previous passenger leave something behind? Is the driver fully insured? And I'm sure they do background checks on all Uber and Lyft drivers, so we assume that's already out of the way. So let's say the vehicle is stopped by law enforcement, or the vehicle is involved in a car accident. How do you respond? Number one, you should always have ID on you. It doesn't have to be a driver's license, but it can be state ID. And it doesn't matter. You could be 16 years old in any state of the union and have state ID. So any and everyone should carry positive form of identification with you at all times. Number two, it would not be a bad idea to ask the driver, is the car quote unquote clean? Are you sure there's nothing in this car that's going to indict me as being a passenger in your vehicle? And number three, hopefully you are driving or rather riding, you are rather riding with someone who you know has a clean record. There's no warrants out for their arrest or anything of that nature. Now, the next thing that we need to find out is the car fully insured? Is it just more than collision? If you get whiplash and you're a passenger in someone else's vehicle, are you going to be covered, your medical expenses covered by the driver's insurance policy? So all of these things have to be considered before you become a passenger in another person's vehicle. Hopefully, this has helped you in your decision making and that you will now know what to consider before getting into another person's vehicle. Thank you for your time.